OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From the NCF and Valentine's, if flying off to a different city isn't in the cards for you this week, then just travel the world from your own kitchen. Before Chef Melissa Beneshai joins us, we are sponsored by HelloFresh.com/Carrie.
How about enjoying breakfast in bed for free on Valentine's or during the upcoming President's Weekend? Well, HelloFresh.com/Carrie can help you do that. They are currently giving away one free breakfast item with every delivery for life. That means not only will you enjoy your pick of tasty dinner recipes they're known for, you're also going to enjoy breakfast for free. Plus, they have you covered for any mealtime occasion with a delicious array of quick lunches, sides, snacks, appetizers, desserts, and more.
All right, love the idea, Mary. Folks, join us. Get free breakfast for life with code Carrie at HelloFresh.com/Carrie or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, speaking of food, our next guest began her career in baking here in the New York City area. Her cupcakes are well known. Just think lines out the door. If you're traveling to or through our home city this week, you can find her special Valentine's cupcakes at JFK Airport. And if that's not on your itinerary, no worries. Baked by Melissa's Cupcakes ship nationwide. Chef Melissa Beneshai joins us now for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
All right. Well, Chef Melissa, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. Since Mary and I live here in the New York City area, we are certainly familiar with your cupcakes, but I would bet many of our listeners around the country, they may not be as familiar with how you got started. I'd love for you to share a little bit about the origin of your company and why you started it.
Sure. So when I was 24 years old, I was working as an assistant media planner at Deutsche Advertising. I was not good at my job, so I was fired. At the time, I always wanted to go into business with my brother. He actually said, don't worry, it's the best thing that ever happened to you. Go home, bake cupcakes, and we'll start a business together. And that's exactly what I did. I went home, I baked four batches of cupcakes. At the time, I was known for my tie-dye cupcakes. We decided to make them small so you could try them all. So Baked by Melissa cupcakes are bite-sized stuffed cupcakes made entirely by hand with the best ingredients. Each one has the perfect ratio of cake to icing to stuffing to topping that truly makes you feel like a kid again and makes everybody happy. Today, I'm so lucky to operate 14 retail locations. We ship our products nationwide. And right now, we are knee-deep in Valentine's Day. So you could actually go to BakedByMelissa.com, place your Valentine's Day orders to ship to everyone you love, guaranteed to arrive.
Well, I love, listen, it's the American dream.
It's totally a great entrepreneurial story. Before we get to the recipe, which we're going to get to in a minute, let's fast forward to today. You did a great job of fast forwarding us to today, but you also do sell and bake and sell macarons in addition to these cupcakes. And your salads have made a huge splash on social media. Your latest book, Come Hungry, is already a bestseller. I think it's got some sweet treats in there, but it certainly has some of your salad recipes. Why the pivot? Well, not really a pivot. You're doing both. But from cupcakes to salads, how did that happen?
I love social media. I'm very passionate about it and also cooking. I mean, I think I was home during COVID and working from home. I love to learn new social media like platforms. So TikTok was new to me. I went on the app to try and learn it and I used it to learn it. And I just had created my own separate account from Baked by Melissa to better understand it. And what I was posting was what I was cooking for dinner, and it was doing so well. So I immediately said, well, if it's doing well, I might as well just post it through Baked by Melissa. And the response was beyond my expectations. The first salad I posted has 30 million views literally overnight. And then the Green Goddess salad like got me on the Today Show. And so I love opportunity. It excites me. And I immediately saw the opportunity it was providing us to just build a community of people who come to us for something, which is now not only bite-sized cupcakes, but also these delicious, nutritious recipes that allow you to get your fulfillment from your mealtime and indulge in dessert every day, just like me.
Exactly. Melissa, if you eat salads, they allow you to indulge in the cupcakes.
Melissa, this makes total sense. Because I love salads, eat them all the time, and I have a sweet tooth, so
perfect.
It works great. So it's beautiful.
All right, so we knew we were not going to get the proprietary famous cupcake recipe, and that's all right, Melissa, we get it. But you are on Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen here with us today. You've brought along another. It's really a snack, but I think it's a great dessert for Valentine's Day. It looks like an easy, delicious recipe people can whip up at home. We're going to post this for our listeners online and on Facebook at RM World Travel. So you have the cookie dough date balls with your date caramel sauce. Do tell.
Yeah, so this is a recipe that I throw together sometimes when I just want a bite of something sweet that's equally nutritious and delicious, and I don't have my cupcakes on hand. It's also just a super fun recipe to make with your kids or while you're doing something else. So it uses almond flour and almond butter and maple syrup and date caramel and really just all these delicious, nutritious ingredients. You throw them together into a ball, and it tastes like cookie dough, but all really good for you and nourishing. And yeah, I just think it's so fun to mix and match like a bunch of delicious, nutritious recipes and make things that you want to eat and you actually crave.
And this date caramel sauce is actually not caramel, but the photo is beautiful. It looks just like caramel. Does it taste similar?
It does. So yeah, date caramel is something that I always like to have in my fridge and use as an ingredient. It's just another alternative to sugar. I use maple syrup that way as well. This recipe mm-hmm. calls for both, but you could always substitute one with the other if you only have one. Yeah, it's just like food exists as nourishment, right? So mm-hmm. sometimes you want a snack. Like I use this recipe actually most often. I have small kids, and let's say we have a really busy morning and then they have a birthday party. Like rather than like, I know I'm going to be so hungry and I'm going to want to eat like all the cupcakes for dessert. I just want to make sure like I'm nourishing my body
on
the run.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And,
mm-hmm.
and I use these as like granola bars almost.
Yeah. So you get that energy. Yeah, that makes a lot.
Great.
And by the way, excellent combination when you think about, you know, almond, maple, and the date caramel. That's a really nice combination, nice flavor.
Some dark chocolate chips.
This is very easy
there.
To make.
Yeah.
I love it. Mary thinks, as she just said, for Valentine's, it's great. I do have a question I'm going to ask you. I saw a quote of yours that said, confidence is earned. I agree with that fully. Many people know. I actually appreciate when I saw that. Do you think you've achieved that at this point with all the success you've had, Melissa?
I have absolutely earned some confidence in the past 4 years. I actually became CEO of Baked by Melissa in December 2019 by accident. It was not something I thought I wanted at the time. And that really catapulted me outside of my comfort zone and allowed me to prove myself to myself. And I was so fortunate to have people who believed in me more than I believed in myself at the time. Shame on me now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, you know, that was a few months before a global pandemic. I found myself leading a company and just so far outside of my comfort zone. That really leveled the playing field for me because no CEO had a playbook for how to navigate a global pandemic. And I just feel so lucky that I had the opportunity to go outside of my comfort zone and prove myself to myself and 100% earn my confidence through experience and also show myself that I have so much accomplishment from before that I should mm-hmm. use to feel confident in too. And, you know, I turned 40 in January and my 40s are for using my confidence.
You don't strike me as someone who gives up easily or someone who's slowing down anytime soon. You're a great example for your family as well. I love
the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, we love the entrepreneurial spirit. What's next for Melissa? Where do you see yourself down the road?
I believe that we've really only scratched the surface as it relates to Baked by Melissa, both from the bite-sized cupcakes that make the perfect gift for literally everyone you love and care about, but also on the recipe front. And that's where I'm focused right now. We have so many exciting projects that we're working on, new opportunities that present themselves every single day. And I could not be more excited to continue to share both of those things with the rest of the country.
Well, and as Mary said in your setup, if they're coming through JFK Airport, they certainly have got a location there. They can grab some, even if they're not coming into the city. If they are, they're all over. I know you've got a location in Boston. We've got an affiliate up there. So, folks, I'm going to give you the website. It's very easy, bakedbymelissa.com. As you heard Melissa say, they are ready for Valentine's. So you can go get yourself something special. Or you go to rmworldtravel.com. You can look on our website. You will see the date balls with caramel sauce for Valentine treat that is up there. It'll also be on our social handles. And you can have yourself a great week or make it for the Super Bowl this weekend. I mean, you do whatever you want. Let us know when you do that. Melissa, very nice to connect with you today. We really appreciate your time. We hope you have a great weekend and happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's to you too.
Take care, Melissa. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there we are. That was nice. Cookie dough date balls, Mary.
Yeah, what a great recipe. And we're going to have that up on our social media at our Emerald Travel, as well as our website. Super easy to make. You just really need almond flour, almond butter, some dark chocolate chips. You need, of course, maple syrup and some coconut. And you've basically got it down. And it's easy and it looks delicious.
Yum. Well, right now we are going to step aside for a few sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break. Send us your photos if you do make those date balls. Do it on social media at our Emerald Travel. But we are going to take you in a total 180 when we return. That's a tease that I'm going to leave you with, as today's Robert Mary World Travel Get-Together is coming right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.